Well, coalition continues to tear itself apart over climate and energy policy, but behind the scenes, financial and business leaders are taking action. Last month, the Swiss-based global mining giant Glencore, you remember, announced it would cap its coal production under pressure from the investor group Climate Action 100+. Now, the Deputy Governor of the Reserve Bank, Guy Debelle, has given a landmark speech warning of the threats to financial stability posed by climate change.
The economy is changing all the time in response to a large number of forces, and monetary policy is always having to analyse and assess these forces and their impact on the economy. But few of these forces have the scale, persistence and systemic risk of climate change.
That's Guy Debelle, the Deputy Governor of the Reserve Bank. Ross Garnaut is Professor of Economics at the University of Melbourne. Some time ago now, he wrote the Rudd government's climate change review. 10 years ago, I think it was. Ross Garnaut, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hello, Fran.
This is the first major speech that I'm aware of, anyway, by the Reserve Bank on climate change. Can you explain the significance of this for us?
Climate change is a central issue for managing the economy. That's been recognised for the past couple of decades, and it was a major theme of my report for all of the state governments and the federal government a decade ago. It's very good that the RBA is seeing it as a central and mainstream issue. We've got to start thinking of climate change as just part of the environment that we have to manage, part of the economic framework that we have to manage. And the speech last night shows that the RBA is moving in that direction.
That grab we heard there from Guy Debelle, few economic forces that have the scale, persistence and systemic risk of climate change. Is that a big shift in the bank's thinking, and will it be a big shift in the bank's analysis then and action?
I don't think that we should see it as a shift. People within the bank have been following these issues for some time. In the speech last night, the Deputy Governor commented that the bank has been following these issues, following the risks associated with climate change for some time. It's been following how climate change is affecting other economies important to Australia, including China. What the speech last night does is reveal to the public, to the community, that the RBA is on the case.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the elements he singled out. He said both the physical impact of climate change and the transition to a less carbon-intensive world are likely to have, quote, first-order economic effects. Can you give us your sense of what those effects would be?
Well, on climate change itself, as the Deputy Governor mentioned, and as is well known, it's a trend issue. We've got a gradual warming, but around that trend, you get cycles, you get shocks, and so the cyclical effects that have to be managed are the periodic movement into new and costly territory for climate change. The trend effects are the gradual deterioration in costs and performance of some parts of the economy. The need for gradual transition from fossil energy to zero emissions energy, and the gradual emergence of new opportunities as Australia takes advantage of the fact that in renewable energy it's the best placed of all the developed countries to produce low-cost energy in a reliable way, so that we have to manage both the short-term emergence of new shocks and the gradual change in the competitiveness of various activities, some of which will be helpful for Australia if we move quickly to take advantage of the new opportunities.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 4 minutes to seven. Our guest is economist Professor Ross Garnaut. In terms of that, Guy Debelle said financial stability will be better served by an orderly transition than an abrupt disorderly one, which sounds self-evident. But what's the key to an orderly transition?
The first key is to be aware of the issue, not to put our heads in the sand. You'll be shocked by climate change if you pretend that it's not happening. So we've got to be well informed about how climate change is occurring and how it will change economic conditions over time. We will also be shocked if we don't have in place policies that support the emergence of the zero carbon economy that we're going to have by the middle of this century if we are to avoid very serious disruption of our economy. We first have to be well informed. We have to accept the reality of climate change. There's a lot of information now in the public arena, a lot of good science over many years. We won't be shocked if we just keep up with scientific knowledge. And secondly, we need in place steady policies that allow investment, that support the investment in the new zero carbon economy that we're going to need.
Well, these comments from the Reserve Bank Deputy Governor come smack bang in the middle of another argument over coal within the coalition. We've got some pro-coal national MPs who are urging the coalition to underwrite a tax-funded coal-fired power station in North Queensland. What do you make of the timing of these comments from the Reserve Bank Governor in the midst of this debate?
Oh, I think that the Deputy Governor would have had this speech in the in preparation for quite a long time, and I don't think that we should read anything into the timing of his speech.
I suppose what I'm saying is, do you think it's likely to have an impact on that internal debate within the coalition, especially as we're talking about an orderly transition and those three conditions you laid out for us?
Not sure that it will affect the debate. Those who are open to knowledge about the science of climate change would have already adapted their position in one that was favourable for the transition. The Deputy Governor's voice is just one of many, and I doubt that that will be decisive in the minds of those who don't want to face reality.
Ross Garner, we've only got a minute and a half till the news, but I should ask you this. You're president of Simec Zen Energy, owned by the British billionaire Sanjeev Gupta, who's planning to use renewables to power the steelworks in Whyalla. Earlier this week on our program, National Party MP Barnaby Joyce said it's not possible to run heavy industry on renewables like wind and solar voltaic. Is he correct?
No, he's not correct. And in Australia, we've got a wonderful opportunity to become more competitive in energy-intensive industries through clever use of our remarkable endowment in solar, wind and other renewable energy.
Are the steelworks in Whyalla being run on renewables?
Not right now, but we're in the process of investing in both renewable energy, solar and storage. That will lower the cost of energy and help to make that steelworks more competitive.
And just very briefly, Sanjeev Gupta has one of the 66 submissions to the government underwriting new generation scheme too. Do you think it's right for the government to be picking winners, very briefly?
I think that the underwriting scheme, which is based on an ACCC proposal, is a sound one, and I look forward to the government adopting a sound process in selecting amongst the various applications for that support.
Ross Garner, thank you very much for joining us.
Good friend. Nice to talk to you.
Professor Ross Garner. And after 7:30, we'll be joined by Trevor St. Baker, who's got a couple of projects in that underlying scheme, and Resources Minister Matt Canavan.